The discovery of not one, but two new strains of COVID-19, one in the United Kingdom and one in South Africa, are being met with quick action across the globe. Many countries, dozens in fact, are banning travel from those nations where the coronavirus variants were first reported. And tonight, the nation's largest city is taking no chances, announcing major measures today to limit the spread of the virus. News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is live at JFK Airport in New York with the latest.
That's right, Marty, and it's a dramatic move, a mandatory 14-day quarantine for anyone arriving here from the United Kingdom.
As flights from the UK land in the US, other nations are imposing restrictions on British travelers.
Amid all of this difficulty, the great hope for 2021 is, of course, the vaccine.
The Trump administration says it's monitoring developments with the new COVID strains, but there's no CDC recommendation for restrictions on travel. New York's not waiting, ordering UK travelers to quarantine on arrival, using sheriff's deputies for enforcement, threatening fines of $1,000 a day.
We are really serious about the fact that if you violate quarantine, you're creating a danger for everyone else.
While the COVID variants appear more infectious than the original, there's no evidence so far that they're more deadly. They're also likely already in the U.S., undetected.
We could have that same type of escape mutant here.
Tonight, the major drug makers believe their vaccines are still effective. A statement from Pfizer points out that mutating is what viruses do. To date, the company says, we have found consistent coverage of all the strains tested. France is now beginning to lift a travel ban that had truckers squaring off with police.
Where do you think you're going to go?
Stuck in a no man's land, trying to cross the English Channel.
We need to speed it up. We need to do tests now, immediately.
New York's governor calling the lack of federal action on the new COVID strains a repeat of past mistakes.
That HHS and the CDC have not acted on this is really reprehensible.
And as of right now, at least 40 countries around the world have joined the ban on travel from Great Britain, but health officials here in the U.S. still insist that social distancing and mask wearing remain more effective than restrictions on travel. Live at JFK Airport in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.